Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'll be your host today on a program that I'm devoting to the Boston Camerata. It's one of the oldest early music ensembles in the United States. I also can say that about the New Orleans Musica da Camera, but we're not going to go into ages and dates just to let you know that the so-called Boston Camerata started in 1974. Actually, the Camerata, without the name Boston, was associated prior to 1974 with the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, and then it became an independent ensemble in 74 and under the direction of Joel Cohn, who was an excellent director, and he lasted under the directorship of the ensemble until 2008. He's still around, still kicking, and actually still playing the lute, which is his major instrument. So for the Boston Camerata today, I'm going to play excerpts from four of their CDs. Actually, we have 12 of their CDs in our library, but I decided to have four of the CDs that were made rather early in the game, beginning with the year 1989. They did put out a two-CD set devoted to the legend of Tristan and Isolde, the same one that Wagner made his monumental opera about. We're going to begin then with the beginning of the Tristan and Isolde legend on that particular CD with the opening music, which is a prologue, and then a series of a few pieces which are referred to as Tristan in Dublin, and ending with a piece by the Contessa d'Adia, which happens to be a troubadourette, meaning a female troubadour. And this is a particular piece at the end of this first segment is sung by Anne Azema. She actually is the one in charge of the Boston Camerata now since Joel Cohn retired in 2008. Anyhow, these first few selections from their CD devoted to the legend of Tristan and Isolde.
Von edlen Senedären, ein Mann, ein Weib, ein Weib. Wieb ein Mann, Tristan Isolt, Isolt Tristan. Und als die von Develin das wieselose Schiffelin in dem Waage ersahen, sie hießen balde gahen und nehmen des Schiffelines wahr. Nun gehörten sall dorther süße und nach ihr Herzen gehr eine süße Harpfen klingen und mit der Harpfen singen. Ooh. Isott die schöne Kunde mit Handen und mit Munde ihr Sprache da von Develin. Sie kunde Französ und Latin. Fiedelin woll zu Prise, in wellischer Wiese, von Sanze und Sandenise. Auch sang die Selden rieche, Suße und Woll von Munde, la douce Isotte, la belle, sie sang ihr Pastorelle. Und also auch der Beritwart Tristan bereite sich zur Fahrt. Die Blume von Irland Isotte, die ging ihm an der Hand. Sie stießen an und fuhren dann mit hoher Stimme hobens an und sungen eines und zwier, in Gottes Namen fahren wir.
Gottes Namen fahren wir, seine Gnaden garen wir, nur helf uns die Gotteskraft und das heilige Grab, da Gott selber inne lag. Kyrie eleison,
Christe eleison,
Christe eleison. Sanctus Petrus, der ist duet, der uns hier seine Gnaden tuet, das gebeut in die Gottes. Maria, reine Maid, Kyrie eleis,
Christe eleis,
Christe
eleis,
Christe eleis, Kyrie
eleis. Isotte, du leid, ihr kriegte nieder und täte, als es ihr was gewandt. Du siegellos ergab zur Hand ihr Lieb und ihre Sinne, dem Manne und der Minne.
Oh, das Fluris di blanca flur.
In part one of our program devoted to the music of the Boston Camerata. That was from a recording of Tristan and Isolde. And by the way, I did forget to mention that that whole production was narrated throughout the whole event and narrated by Andrea von Rahm, who is one of the main early music singers, and in this case, one who did the narration, but she was with the Studio der Frohen Musik, one of the outstanding early music ensembles early in the game, which lasted for quite a few years, and I'm so happy that she participated in this production for the Boston Camerata. This particular production and recording dates from 1989, and since our program is devoted entirely today to music performed by the Boston Camerata, we're moving now just 1 year to the year 1990, when they produced a CD called New Britain. New Britain is the name of the CD, and it refers to the roots of American folk song. American folk song that was influenced by some of the medieval period pieces performed back to the year 1200, we're going to hear in just a few minutes. We begin with the Judici Signum, which is the Song of the Sibyl, which is from Southern Europe, dates from the 10th century. And then doubled with that is a piece called The Great Day, and which is from the Sacred Heart from Philadelphia, and the year is 1860. Then we'll hear Kalendermayr. It's a song about Maytime, which comes from Provence around the year 1200. And then we hear another contemporary piece from New Mexico, based in the year 1953, which deals with the months of the year, Cuando por el Oriente. Again, the ensemble, the Boston Camerata, in these two songs from their CD called New Britain.
Tellus sudore mare scet, et celo rex adveniet, per secla futurus, silicet in carne presens, ut iudicet orbem. Iudicisi nun, tellus sudore mare,
I've a long time heard that there will be a judgment, that there will be a judgment in that day. Oh, there will be a judgment in that day. Oh, sinner, where will you stand in that day? In that day, oh, the sun will be darkened in that day. that day, all the moon will be bleeding in that day. Oh, sinner, where will you stand in that day?
I've a long time heard that the stars will be falling, that the stars will be falling in that day. All the stars will be falling in that day. Oh, sinner, where will you stand in that day?
I've a long time heard that the earth will be burning, that the earth will be burning in that day.
Signora, hai ti gusto e ti allegria, hai alma mia. banderas, ponen al dedo en los penitas.
Couple of selections from that CD right there, the CD called New Britain. We heard the Udici Signum, the Sybil's Chant, followed by The Great Day from Philadelphia, 1860. The idea of the CD was the playing of old pieces going back to medieval times and kind of more contemporary pieces that may have inspired. The Calenda Maya that we heard then was from Provence, circa 1200. And we heard the piece just now ending that segment, Cuando por el Oriente from New Mexico from the year 1953, performed again by the Boston Camerata, which is the subject of our program today. And now we're going to a third CD, and that third CD is called the Carmina Burana. Carmina Burana, a lot of people think immediately of Karloff's composition from the 1930s, and I must say that's the first time I ever heard the name Carmina Burana when I think it was back in the 60s when I heard Karloff compose his monumental work for chorus and orchestra called the Carmina Burana. I didn't realize that the original manuscript for the Carmina Burana goes back to the 13th century and maybe a little bit later. But it's a collection of over 250 songs. They are generally works that can be arranged in four groups. There are 55 songs about morals and mockery. There are 131 love songs, and there are, believe it or not, 40 drinking songs and gaming songs. So we're going to listen to a group of songs from the Carmina Burana performed by the Boston Camerata. We're going to hear Olim Lactus Epicurus, Dic Christi Veritas, a piece called Bulla Fulminante, and then a fantastic drinking song called Bacca Bene Venius, again performed by the Boston Camerata.
Olim lactus colle Bonum, 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 generosum, relic virum curia. venire, cogiteam sincius viro consentire.
Is vinum dorum generoso, regit vinum gloriam codum animosum.
Aqua prosus coito, nequit impetrare, vacus iram facile sole exturiare.
Is vinum dorum
ending that segment of pieces from the Carmina Burana, the Bacca Bene Veni, is one of the greatest drinking songs I think ever written to the god Bacchus. And that was the third CD of the Boston Camerata, and we have one more remaining, and that particular one is called What Then Is Love? It's an Elizabethan songbook. We're going to hear two groups of pieces. The first group is called Sing a Song of Joy. The beginning piece is called the same thing, Sing a Song of Joy by Thomas Campion. Then Eliza is the Fairest Queen by Edward Johnson. Then a piece called, which is one of my favorites, instrumental pieces, The Honeysuckle by Anthony Holborn, who lived a little before 1600 and a little after 1600. It's amazing. We have a prior of 1599 with a circa and then 1601 with a circa marked on it. It's strange how they give his date of birth and death. And then our second group is called What Then Is Love? By Thomas Ford, we hear What Then Is Love? And then by Philip Rosslow, What Then Is Love But Mourning? And ending with a piece by John Daniel, a piece called What Thing Is Love? Again, members of the Boston Camerata.
Is for who cares, what is it? Whose looks all joys exceeding
and ending with a piece by Daniel called What Thing Is Love from their CD called What Then Is Love. And that completes our program devoted to the music of the Boston Camerata. Hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll have some upcoming programs dealing with specific early music ensembles. In the meantime, stay well, and we'll see you again next week.